This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Former customers of Minnesota Rusco now have a clearer path to seek financial recovery following the company's abrupt closure and bankruptcy. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says under a new procedure, affected customers can more easily request relief from the bankruptcy stay that had blocked lawsuits against the company. State officials say consumers still must file a claim in conciliation or district court, obtain a judgment, and then apply to the recovery fund. The U.S. Department of Justice says 15 more criminals are facing fraud charges after stealing $90 million from the state of Minnesota. U.S. Assistant Attorney General Colin McDonald says there's more investigating to be done.
We will not, full stop, tolerate this greed and deceit. We will not let fraudsters bankrupt Medicare and Medicaid. As mentioned, this is just the beginning.
Part of the Fed's plan is expanding the Healthcare Midwest Strike Force with an additional 15 prosecutors.
These additional resources will ensure that the DOJ's fraud division will be better equipped to stop fraud and hold criminals accountable.
When asked if the estimate of $9 billion lost to fraud was accurate, McDonald said he's not sure, but when it's all totaled up, the amount could exceed that. Minnesotans need to do all they can to prevent wildfires this holiday weekend. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Karen Harrison says a lot of the state currently has moderate fire danger.
We're going to start to see that increase over the next couple of days. We have things in the weather like wind, warmer temperatures, or low humidity, which impact that fire danger.
Harrison says to avoid wildfires, check fire danger levels, be cautious when working with outdoor equipment, and keep campfires smaller than 3 by 3 feet. Memorial Day weekend is here, which means Minnesotans will be doing plenty of grilling and cooking out. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bernt Nelson says, despite higher prices, consumers are eating more meat than ever before.
Homegrown meat continues to be a staple for all of our American families. And according to Meat Institute, meat sales hit a record high, $112 billion last year, with more than 98% of American households buying meat for daily meals.
Nelson says chicken continues to be the most affordable and abundant meat option. Horse racing returns to Canterbury Park in Shakopee Saturday for the 32nd season. Opening night is Saturday with the first post at 5 p.m., followed by racing on Sunday and Monday afternoons. Family events are planned all summer, starting with bulldog races on Sunday. 60 bulldogs will fight it out to see who's the fastest on the dirt track. This is MNN.